welcome back to the Will H. Experience Podcast. It is trivia. We're back to our Tuesday toss-ups on trivia. We're here with Joe Sheehan. Joe, hello.
Hey, Will, what's going on?
Pretty good. Okay, so the number you're shooting for now, Seth Rosenthal was our first guest last week from Posting and Toasting. He had 129. Now, Seth told me afterwards he thought I made the questions too easy, so I did not try to make them harder this time, but that he got in my head, Joe. So I don't think I made them harder, but if the point is, if you don't hit 129, it's possible because you had I wrote terrible questions. So I apologize in advance.
No, I should confess. I listen to your podcast all the time. I was offline almost all of last week, so I haven't heard these segments yet. I'm a little terrified as to how many questions or what scoring system you use that a 129 is possible.
Okay, so here's how it works. This is good. This will give me an opportunity to explain again. So there are four categories. Tuesday toss-ups, which is generally 10 current events questions going on in sports. Very basic. Wednesday is Wednesday topical, which I will give you like a topic. Say, hey, National League MVPs. The last person to win the National League MVP for the following teams, and I'll say so on. Every correct answer is worth 5 points for both the 10 toss-ups and then for the Wednesday topical. Thursday is team nicknames. I will give you, say, the St. Louis baseball team. And for 10 points, if you say the Cardinals, you'll get the 10 points. If you do not know, I will give you where they play and their mascot name. And if you can give me the name of the team then, you get 5 points. And that's Thursday. And Friday is my favorite one. Friday is Outburst. Friday is it's the old, I don't know if anyone ever played the game when they were kids, but you get a category. It's like Family Feud played really fast. It'd be like, okay, it's like you have 1 minute, 1 minute on the clock, which sometimes leads to some dead air on the podcast. I apologize for that. But you have 1 minute on the clock, and it's like, disciples, go. And then you have like, you just say as many as you can for 1 point apiece. In 1 minute. That's how the games work. And so that's how you get the 120. That's how you get the odd number in that, because there's five of those. There's a total of 200 points.
I have two thoughts here. One, Seth, if you're listening, your number's safe. Two, I'm about to get embarrassed on national radio.
I don't know if that's true. It's not really that hard. Now, last week, the one thing I learned last week too was that people want to hear something. When someone gets something right, they want to hear a sound. Because I would just say, correct. And people are like, no, where's like a sound? So we're going to try this. Is that loud enough? If you get it right, that's what we're going to do. And I'm not going to give you anything wrong. I'll just go, bzzz.
There's still not a sound for the wrong.
Yeah, maybe I'll.
The Price is Right, wah wah.
I need one of those. I do need. I just don't have one yet. But I'm on the road. I'm on the road, so I'll have some when I'm back home. But okay, so are you ready? Here you go. The ten Tuesday toss ups. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, Germany won the World Cup on Sunday thanks to an extra time goal from what 22-year-old midfielder?
Okay, I have absolutely no idea.
Mario Götze. I can never pronounce his last name because he's German. Number two, LeBron James just announced that he will be playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Last season, he finished second to Kevin Durant in John Hollinger's player efficiency rating, the first time in 7 years that he was not first. Who is the only other player currently on the Cavaliers roster to be in last year's PER's top 50?
Kyrie Irving.
That is correct. Oh, sorry. There we go. That's correct. All right. There we go. There's 5 points right there. Number three. As of the All-Star break, what team has the worst record in Major League Baseball?
Well, this is going to be an embarrassing one if I get it wrong. The Arizona Diamondbacks.
That is incorrect. It is the Texas Rangers, which is kind of amazing, actually. So no points there. Number four, who is the host of this year's ESPYs?
Seth Meyers.
That's incorrect. It is Drake. I actually feel like I should give you 50 points for getting that wrong. Number five, true or false? Mike Matheny, manager of the National League All-Star team, once appeared in the game as a player.
True.
That is incorrect. It is false. Number six, the Minnesota Twins, the hosts of this year's All-Star game, have been known as the Minnesota Twins since 1961. From 1884 to 1900, they were the Kansas City Blues. What were they from 1901 to 1960?
The Minneapolis Millers?
No, they were the Washington Senators. Or the
Oh, I'm
Washington
sorry. You meant the
Nationals.
I misinterpreted the question.
Oh,
Sorry, sorry.
sorry. That's my fault.
No, that's fine. I got it wrong.
Okay. Number seven. Who leads all pitchers in Fangraphs WAR at the All-Star break?
Adam Wainwright.
Felix Hernandez. Number eight. Which team finished third at the 2014 World Cup?
The Netherlands.
Correct. 5 points.
So I mean, I get a soccer question right, but like three of the baseball questions wrong.
The All-Star game one is unnecessary. I mean, the worst record in baseball is it's unusually tricky. Like ordinarily, like that question is usually easier. All right, number nine. Who currently has the best record in the MLS Western Conference?
The Seattle team.
Correct. You are killing the soccer questions,
This is really, really weird.
Joe. Number 10, who currently has the best record in the WNBA Western Conference?
I could end my career with an answer to this question. The Phoenix team.
That is correct. So you have 20 points. Which is only five less than Joe had out of this round. Seth had out of this round. So worry not. You're doing those questions. Apparently, they were a little harder than I thought. But that's okay because that's 20. You're right there. So Joe, you're 20 points going in tomorrow. I into the topical tomorrow. So thanks for your time, and we'll get back at it tomorrow.
You know I'm not going to answer the phone anymore, right? I'm just going to
No,
pretend I died.
you did 20's fine, man. You got nothing to be ashamed of at 20. All right,
Okay.
we'll be back tomorrow with the Wednesday topical.